Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Oh, check it out. We have not one, but two champions in the studio. Do we have a three-peat today in High Low? On 105.3, The Fan. Now, the guy wooing so loudly, of course, is RJ Choppy. He is going for a threefer today in High Low. We'll see if he can get that. The other champion being Roy White, the defending G-Bag of the Day champion.
Oh, fantastic.
We'll see if he can repeat today at 220 with the G-Bag Nation.
I bet so. Oh, Sean, I listened back to it on the podcast.
Is this the...
And Sean was fearful that he would have looked bad in this scenario. Because at times, you know, if I make a mistake like this, Sean might, you know, say something and then people get on him. They're like, Sean, leave him alone, leave him alone. You played this perfectly, my friend. And I promise you, there is no one in that audio that looks bad but this guy.
Yeah,
you know, the we let it marinate.
Oh, it marinated, all right.
We let it marinate.
I want to hear it here if Hilo ends early.
All right, then.
We don't have time. This will be a long segment.
We may get to it.
Long commercial.
So, RJ Choppy, defending Hilo champion. Roy White, like I said, and Sean today on a day in which we're all a little bit sad because Earl Thomas will not be coming to the Cowboys. Earl Thomas signed with the Baltimore Ravens, a team that has had a long history of incredible players to play for them, which is why I don't care. Celebrities! All of today's answers are celebrities from the world of television and film. All right.
That's pretty random. That's a lot of celebrities.
I like
out
it.
There.
I like it.
Yeah.
Broad.
All right, so we're going to start with the defending champion, RJ Choppy. This is for 3 points.
Two times.
You're going for three. High pitch or low pitch for 3 points?
Hi, Gene.
Hi, that's for 3 points. Take it away.
Honestly, the only interest I ever had in making it was a version with Charlize, just because I had watched so many of her movies, and I would also see her on talk shows and stuff.
Shoot. Sounds familiar. Oh, my God. Edward Norton.
Boy,
thanks for that name.
I was about to get.
I don't think Edward Norton's a big, like, you know, he is the best actor in Hollywood, but, you know.
Yeah, well, one of the best, maybe not the best, but still, 2 points. Name the celebrity. Canadian by birth. Some think he's a freak or a geek, but either way, guys love to watch his movie, especially when they're having a sausage party.
I have not seen Sausage Party. Freak or geek? I'll guess Seth Rogen.
There we go.
Dang.
Seth Rogen behind, of course, the great animated movie, Sausage Party, which you do not want to show kids. And Freaks and Geeks. He was the television show that was back in on NBC way back in the day. So that's 2 points for you. Sean, celebrities from the world of television and film.
Let's go low.
Low. This is for 3 points.
You know, I was kind of stressing. My house is so full. But I heard that parents of four are the most enlightened.
Parents of four. Let me guess, Kim Kardashian.
Yes!
Whoa!
There it is. Wow.
Wow! Even you're shocked by that.
Yeah. Wow.
The only chance I have was a reality TV clip.
That is true.
Reality
Vanderpump.
TV junkie.
Yes, Kim Kardashian. That is a three-pointer. She is the mother of four. Did not give birth to him. They just walked out.
I thought it was going to be three. She's got two, and I can't keep track.
I love the idea, though, that enlightenment is achieved the moment you pop out your fourth kid.
Yeah.
Yeah, you stick with that, Kimmy. That is 3 points for you, Sean. That's a really good way to start. RJ, 2 points. Roy, let's wrap up round one of High Low and 105.3, The Fan, celebrities from television and film.
I will go low.
It's never too late to get a fresh start. I just woke up one day and said, yeah, it's time. It's time. I got tired of apologizing for things I couldn't remember doing.
Have fun with that.
Yeah, who's made a change in their lives?
Yeah. No one in Hollywood.
Tired of apologizing for things I couldn't remember doing. Andy Dick.
It's not Andy Dick.
Dick.
And once again, you just say the name because of, well, the name.
Not true. Not
for
true.
2 points, name the celebrity from television or film born in the NYC. His tales are legendary, including the many years he lived in a house with 1.5 other men.
Charlie Sheen.
There we go.
Sheen. I know he had to think so much before his speech impediment on the Sheen.
I actually did.
He likes cream fresh.
All right. 2 points for you. 2 points for RJ.
Yes,
Sean,
boys.
3 points in high low. You may take the title away from RJ Choppy, but RJ, this is for 3 points.
All right.
High low, celebrities from television and film.
Let's try high again, Gene.
High for 3 points.
You know, people stop me all the time and say, you know, I know you, like, took a lot of crap for that in the beginning, but thank you so much for doing that because I never would have thought to pursue that line of thinking.
There's no way in hell or heck, kids.
Reese Witherspoon.
That's Spring Break.
Ooh.
It is not Reese Witherspoon. For 2 points, name the celebrity. A mother of two, she has peppered her Oscar-winning talents in many movies, including many superhero movies.
Peppered?
Oh, you love pepper.
Yes.
Pepper?
And you love superhero movies, so this is the perfect clue for you.
Shut up, bro.
Brie Larson?
No. It is not Captain Marvel. For 1 point, name the celebrity and mother of two. She has peppered her Oscar award-winning talents in many movies, including superhero movies. If you miss this, it's a cold play by you.
Oh, Coldplay. Oh, God. Who is married to Coldplay? The Gwyneth Paltrow?
There we go.
Oh, man, that could be huge.
Wow, man, I love that pepper clue. It's so funny.
What was it?
So Pepper's the name of her character in Iron Man.
Yeah.
She's the love interest of Iron Man.
Yeah, that's right. In Oscar award-winning Shakespeare in Love, stuff like that.
All right.
So,
come on, Roy. This is us.
This is you, baby.
This is you.
You just got to slam dunk this.
Yeah. Sean, this is a three-pointer.
We both have a chance. This is where I usually choke.
This is for you to win the game.
Yeah.
High or low?
Let's go low.
Low for the win in celebrities from television and film.
Can a cup of coffee be a superhero? Because Laughing Man beans are born with a special power. Sure, it's the best tasting coffee in the market.
Ryan Reynolds, I'll guess. No way.
We need an investigation.
Oh, wow.
What?
All right.
He's
all
a coffee
right.
guy?
Okay.
What was that?
Okay.
Are you serious?
Oh, okay. We need to investigate right now because we've had someone cheat before on the air. I'm not going to mention your names, Roy White.
I don't remember that.
Yeah. I can't believe you cheated
and
us.
And I lost.
I know, you still lost.
You cheated.
I lost. I'll never do it again.
You hit back-to-back threes on a topic that you suck at.
I know.
Yeah, I'll give him this, though. Kardashian was the easy one. We all knew that.
I didn't.
You don't watch the show. But the Ryan Reynolds one, all he said, you said super. It was superhero was in the clip.
Yeah.
For Sean and I, that's the only superhero that we really know. We know Christian Bale, Ryan Reynolds, Michael Keaton, for crying out loud, and whoever played Iron Man, Robert Downey. That's it.
Yeah.
That's all we got.
Yeah, Ryan Reynolds. I tried to watch that movie that everyone loves, and I couldn't do it on the plane.
Deadpool?
What, Deadpool?
Yeah,
wow.
I tried to do it.
So funny.
Yeah.
If you gave us the Captain America dude, neither one of us would have gotten it.
Chris Evans.
I know. I write down all the Marvel characters whenever we do celebrities because I don't think either of them could name three,
yeah,
much less like the entire roster.
Yeah, but I definitely wouldn't have given you guys Chris Evans. I heard that was bad the last time he was mentioned. That was the day Lane Lewis was taking over High Low, and it wasn't that good.
It was bad.
All right.
We have time for Roy?
Get a Lane shot in there.
I don't think we have time for Roy. I don't know how long it is.
The pause was 18 seconds.
I don't want to go back to that place. I don't want to go back there.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.